International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and your words to work for you and to bring about the life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host. And today I am broadcasting live from wonderful Atlanta, Georgia, with just a little touch of Southern flavor. And I just would like to welcome people from all over the world, from Kenya, Africa, from Iceland, from Argentina, never been there, from Australia, and from the Bahamas. And I want to say that if you're listening to this show today, it is no accident, because the Spirit of God has attracted you here so that you can be inspired, motivated, and empowered to live an abundant and purposeful life. Well, how are you doing? I pray that you have had a great week. I don't know what time of day it is for you. I'm going to say good morning, good afternoon, and maybe it's the evening time and you're sitting back having a cup of tea. I want you to relax, because I have a great show in store for you today. And can you believe that we are 45 days, and for some of you, depending on where you live in the world, 44 days until the end of the year. And you know, my question to you is, what are you going to be and do differently before the end of the year? Do you know that if you shifted your being, that you could really produce miraculous things in your life quickly before the end of the year? Well, I am doing well. I've had a very interesting week. I know so many of you say you love hearing what I'm doing, so I'm going to tell you. Of course, I'm still celebrating my birthday, and thanks to all of you for those wonderful emails that I'm still receiving. And my little Shih Tzu angel has been sick all week, and so I have had to practice what I teach, which is relax, trust, be patient, and believe. And so that is what I have been doing. And you know, whenever things come up in our lives, it's really an opportunity to practice what we believe. Well, I have a great show in store for you today. I have Mr. DiCarlo Eskridge, and he's going to be talking about the Ultimate Mastery Success Course. And how many of you would like to learn how to master success? Let me see your hands. Well, I want you to stay tuned, because he has some great information for you. But before DiCarlo comes, I just have a couple of things. You know, I decided that each week I was going to give you a quick tip of some things that I do in my life on a daily or weekly basis. So many people want to know, Constance, what are you doing? What are some principles that you utilize every week, every day, every month? Well, one thing that I do every day is I deliberately create my day. So that means that no matter what's going on in my life, no matter if I'm sleepy or how I am feeling, or even if I'm having a challenging day, I make a decision before my feet hit the floor that this is going to be a great day for me. And then I usually just take out a piece of paper, I keep that by my bed, and I write down, how do I want my day to go? And I'm just going to read you what I wrote down for one of my days. I put down, I'm going to praise God, and I'm going to say out loud, today is my receiving day. I say that every day. Thank you, God, that today is my receiving day. So that means I'm affirming. I said that I'm going to spend 2 hours working on my website and my book. You see how I'm deliberately creating my day? So if anything else comes that doesn't line up with that, I say bye-bye, see you later. exercise, then I'm going to laugh, then I'm going to look at the beautiful trees. This is what I put on for this week. One day I'm going to drink a green drink, and I'm going to focus on what I desire, not what I don't want. And so just writing that down helps me to keep focus, and that's a quick tip for how you can deliberately create your day. I want you to try that and just see how it works for you. All right, and lastly, my product that I really want to feature for this week is my I Am Affirmation CD. And man, so many of you are getting it, and I'm getting rave reviews about the results that happens in your life. And you've got to get this CD, because you know that when you affirm, when you speak your words out loud, you're really creating your world with your words, and your voice goes out into the universe, and it activates your desires and brings them to you. I say that if you're not saying anything, that things are not happening fast in your life. And I really prayed about the affirmations that I have on this CD. They're very powerful. They're anointed. And you're going to be speaking out faith-filled words. Every morning it's going to be guided affirmations. You can download it on your iPad, on your iPhone, and it's wonderful. So go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com and invest in yourself. It's only $4.99, and get that wonderful I Am Affirmation CD now. Well, all right, I want you to listen to these quick commercials, and I'll be right back with my very special guest, Mr. DiCarlo Eskridge.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com. Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Imagine partnering with a coach that can help you manifest extraordinary success. Constance Arnold has been a licensed therapist and coach for over 25 years and has successfully worked with more than 10,000 clients. Constance will help you clarify your goals, eliminate self-defeating beliefs, and create strategic plans to manifest your dreams. Constance offers a variety of coaching packages, pay-as-you-go, half-yearly, and yearly coaching. Contact Constance today for guaranteed coaching that produces extraordinary and permanent results. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, I am back and really excited about my guest tonight. This is his third time on my show, so that speaks volumes, doesn't it? I don't have people on my show three times. I think I've had Jack Canfield and maybe a couple of other people. So that shows you the league that this man is in. Well, DiCarlo Eskridge is an author. He is a certified life coach, motivational speaker, certified hypnotherapist, certified NLP practitioner, and an ordained minister with over 30 years of biblical study. And his mission is to travel the globe teaching, empowering, inspiring, and just helping people to transform their lives. You know, and I know DiCarlo personally, and he is such a man of excellence. He is a man of God, and he has great insight and revelation for you to begin to shift and change your life. So DiCarlo Eskridge, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thanks for having me, Constance.
How you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing outstanding.
Well, for our listeners, tell our listeners just a little bit more about you. I read some of your credentials, but I don't have time. This is just an hour show, DiCarlo. I didn't have time to read them all. Just give them a sense of who you are and what you feel God has called you to do, et cetera.
Well, I'm a motivational speaker, a personal trainer, as well as a life coach, and I'm also a hypnotherapist. And basically, from the start, about 30 years ago, I was an extremely shy young man, and basically I needed some tools to come outside my shyness, and of course I discovered a couple of tools that not only transformed my life, but I discovered that they work for other people as well, and so I basically began utilizing these tools to basically catapult people's lives from where they are to where they desire to be. and I'm just enjoying life. Life is good. I'm happily married for 11 years now, and I have a little Yorkshire Terrier named Missy who pretty much runs the house.
Right, and I met Missy, and I understand that. So you understood exactly what I meant when I said at the beginning of the show that my little angel, you've met Angel, she's precious, has been not feeling well, and I had to calm myself down this week.
People don't understand, but it's like having furry children.
Right, it is, it is. And I understand that you've written a new book, and we're going to talk about that at the end. You know, I love the topic that we're going to be talking about, which is the Ultimate Success Mastery Course. And so what is the Ultimate Success Mastery Course, DiCarlo?
The Ultimate Success Mastery Course is an 8-week course, and basically this course covers different topics over the 8 weeks, and we'll briefly be touching on some of these topics today, but this 8-week course, or it could be a full-day, 8-hour course, and the goal is to get individuals from where they are, being stuck, busted, and disgusted, to wisdom, wellness, and wealth, and experiencing the prosperity and the abundance that they should be experiencing.
Well, you know, DiCarlo, I love that you have developed this, because mastery is the key word here, because, as you know, people are really searching. They're on the web searching. You know, they're on YouTube searching. But there's a certain success system that people have to tap into and to master that. And once they do that, success comes in their lives.
Correct. And I think that the problem is with many times we go to workshops, seminars, we buy these CDs and so forth, but there's no follow-up. And one of the things that the Ultimate Success Mastery Course does is it actually holds an accountability partner. So for that time frame, those 8 weeks, you're having an accountability partner to actually help you catapult your life into the millennium or quantum level, as it were.
Okay, so let's get started, and we're going to get started with, let me see, changing habits. My goodness, so many people want change, and as I said earlier, we have 45 days until the end of the year. Can you believe that, DiCarlo? And so many people possibly might have set intentions or goals at the beginning of 2013, and now they're saying, oh my goodness, I still have this weight, or I'm still smoking. So let's talk about habits, and what are habits, and what are the 5 steps that our listeners tonight can begin to implement in their lives to change those habits?
Habit is really nothing more than a mindset or a paradigm that one has. Basically, a pattern that's repeated over and over, where it becomes basically ingrained in one's psyche, and of course that's what they begin to live out. And the goal when changing a habit is that you need certain steps that will empower you to change those habits, because normally, people try to change habits by mere force of willpower. But, of course, you can't just solely change a habit by willpower. You also have to have imagination incorporated. But let me give you the 5 steps to changing a habit.
Okay.
First of all, you must write down the thing that you want to change. What is that habit that you want to change? And then you must list, secondly, what are the obstacles to changing that habit? Once you've discovered the obstacle, then you must write a plan to overcome each obstacle. Next, you must list the benefits you're going to receive by changing that habit. And then lastly, you must acknowledge, will those benefits be worth it? Because, see, if you don't feel that what you're doing is worth the effort, then, of course, you're not going to do it. So it's important that you also realize that what it is that you're desiring to do is worth your efforts.
You know, I love the part about benefits. So let's just break it down and use an example of someone who might be listening tonight, DiCarlo. And let's use weight, because the first thing I get emails about is money. The second is relationships. And I always deal with those two. But let's just deal with weight or health. So they would write down, the first thing that they would do would be to write down what?
Okay, the first thing they would write down is that I'm 20 pounds lighter. So what the goal is to write down what it is that you want to affirm in your life. So write down what it is that you desire. And so in this case, you're speaking of weight loss. You would write down that I am 20 pounds lighter. That's your ideal. It may be 30 pounds or even more, but whatever your desired weight is, begin to write down that desired weight. Then you begin, of course, the second thing is, what are some obstacles that will keep you from obtaining your desired weight? Now, one of the things that I want to mention about weight loss, far too often we go into a gym or we go into a workout facility or we even may have our own facility, and when we're trying to lose that weight, we stand in front of a mirror and we're doing our exercises. The problem is, when we're standing in front of that mirror, the picture that we're seeing is ourselves at the undesirable weight. So it's important that we remove those obstacles, and a mirror sometimes can be the obstacle, because what's happening is what you're doing is picturing for your subconscious mind a picture that you do not desire to maintain. You want to change and basically transform your body. So what you need to do is find either an older picture when you were 20 pounds lighter, or even take a picture of someone else and then self-impose your face on that picture. But you have to get a mental picture of what you desire. You have to give your subconscious mind something to work with. And far too often, we're standing in front of the mirror and we're wondering why our body has not shifted or changed. And it's because we've continued to picture ourselves the way that we are and not what we desire to be.
Wow. That's powerful. And so we could apply that to money. If you're looking at your zero bank account, we could apply that to love. If you're saying, oh, my God, I'm home by myself, it's another Friday night, whatever it is, the principle is you need to look at and focus in on what you desire. That's major, DiCarlo.
It is major. Speaking of money, I had a friend of mine. She's an advocate of the Law of Attraction and The Secret. And so she began speaking to the universe one day, and she said, you know, I know that there's no lack in the universe, and I want within the next 3 months $1 million. The following day, she went to her mailbox, and she had one of those fake $1 million bills placed in her mailbox. Now, again, it's kind of funny because, of course, she wanted a real $1 million, mm-hmm. and, of course, the universe gave her $1 million. But the whole point is that the universe is listening. Now, sometimes we need to be specific for what it is that we desire to manifest and attract into our lives, but the universe is always listening and we're always manifesting.
Okay. And so then step number three for someone who wanted to lose weight would be?
You're going to write out a plan to overcome the obstacles. So, like I said, one of the obstacles may be remove that mirror that's distracting you or that scale. Far too many of us, we're scale addicted, mm-hmm. and we're addicted to the results on that scale. Now, the thing is that most people don't realize when working out is a lot of times you're changing body fat to body muscle, and muscle can sometimes weigh more than the fat. The problem is they get on the scale, and they see that their weight has even gone up as opposed to dropping. But what they don't realize is that they've accumulated body muscle mass, which is, of course, is going to be more, as it were, heavier than what you would when you're just dealing with fat. Mm-hmm. And so they're discouraged, but you're discouraged by what the scale says, and sometimes you need to remove that scale even and begin to see yourself, because what you're going to also notice is that your clothes are going to begin to get loose. Those trousers that used to fit snugly are all of a sudden going to be loose. Your tops are going to begin to drape, and those are going to be the telltale signs that you're losing weight, not the scale or the mirror that you're looking at.
Right, because your focus is going to be on that picture. And what's the fourth thing? And remember, we're talking about weight, but you can use this process. It's universal for money, for a new career, or whatever you desire. And what's the fourth step that that person would need to use again, DiCarlo, for weight?
It's going to be the benefits. Yes, it's certainly. It's going to be the benefits. See, now you got to begin to list the benefits of losing that weight. Mm-hmm. Oh, now I can go to my high school you know, you had that annual or sometimes
class reunion.
That class reunion, exactly. So when you're looking at going to that class reunion, you say, okay, now I can fit into that dress. Or when the summer comes, I can get into that bikini. Mm-hmm. So you got to get, for the males, oh, now I got my six-pack, you know.
Uh-huh.
So they move from a keg, you know, they had a keg at one point. Now they went on to a six-pack. So, yeah, you got to begin to list the benefits of why it is that you're doing what you want. what you're doing, because see, sometimes in the morning time when that alarm clock goes off, you're not going to want to roll out of bed. Mm-hmm. But if you can see the benefits, then it's going to make it easier for you to make that transition and to turn that once was a struggle into a daily routine or a habit, because they say it takes about 21 days to take and transform a pattern into a habit.
Mm. That's good. And the last number five would be?
We stated the benefits, okay. But you also got to feel that it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you don't ultimately feel like what it is that you're doing is worth the effort, then you're not going to do it, and you're not going to continue to do it. But when you begin to see the payoff, when you begin to see yourself fitting into those new clothes, or when you begin to get the compliments, or when you begin to drive that new car that you had envisioned, when you begin to see that it is, in fact, worth it, then you're going to continue doing the thing that brought you the results that you desired.
Right. I could see how listeners all over the world tonight could really begin to master their lives, and that's what God desires for us to do. So, DeCarla, talk about the role of affirmations. What role does affirmations play in changing a negative habit?
Affirmations are a very powerful tool, and what an affirmation will allow you to do is to take your life and transform it by giving yourself certain words that will allow you to catapult your life to that next level. So what an affirmation will allow you to do is to break that old habit. And what you will begin doing is say that I am 60 pounds heavier. You know, I'm sorry, 60 pounds lighter. Now, the funny thing is, as a kid, I was that kid who wanted to put on weight because, of course, I was so small. So there are those who are not trying to lose weight but to try to put on weight. So that's not actually a far-fetched. But what an affirmation will allow you to do is a transformation in your life by giving yourself something new, as it were, as far as words. And what I mean by that, most of us are affirming, I'm not attractive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm overweight. I'm heavy. I don't feel good about myself. And the truth of the matter is, these are, in fact, affirmations, but they're affirmations in things that you do not desire to manifest in your life. But now what we're going to begin to do is to purposely affirm the things that we desire to manifest into our lives. And so we can change a bad habit by replacing it with an affirmation of a desired habit. And what we have to do and be mindful about affirmations is that we always have to be speaking, as it were, in the positive. First person, give it feelings or energy. Make sure that you imagine or image the thing that you're affirming. Don't just give it word service or lip service, but begin to see in your mind's eye the thing that you want to manifest in your life. And I listened to you on one of your shows, and you spoke about going into a grand hotel and
mm-hmm.
watching the people come in and out of that hotel and imagining yourself being a part of that group before you begin to manifest these results in your life. But the bottom line is you have to get into that new car. You have to go see that new house. You have to see yourself married to your ideal partner. You have to begin seeing it in your mind's eye before you will ever begin to manifest that result in your life. And when you're doing an affirmation, it's also important to remain brief. Don't have it long drawn out, because a lot of times what happens is we go into this string of words, and really what an affirmation is, I am abundant. I am wise. I am healthy. You know, these are affirming affirmations that will transform your life. There was a man in the early 1900s, Emil Kuhl, and he would say, every day and every way, I'm becoming better and better.
Mm-hmm.
And what he found is many of his clients' lives were radically transformed by that simple affirmation. It doesn't take a lot to transform your life and your mind using affirmations. Affirmations also must be in the present tense. And when you affirm, after you get done affirming everything, always end it with this or something better.
I like that. Let's talk about money a little bit, DiCarlo, because that's the number one question that I receive from listeners all over the world. I tell people, don't ever say I'm broke, because if you say that, you're going to stay broke. So what can people? So what are some simple affirmations that people can begin to replace with, I don't have enough, or I can't purchase that, or I don't have that? What are some simple affirmations that people can begin to say around abundance or wealth or money?
Mm-hmm. The simplest one is, I am abundant.
Mm.
You know, I attract abundance to me in every day and every way. You know, everything I do attracts abundance. I am abundance manifested. Wealth comes to me easily and effortlessly. I am abundance seeking manifestation.
Mm.
I have an abundant mindset. I have a millionaire mindset. I have a billionaire mindset. You can go on and on, but you first have to get in your mind's eye that I am an attractor of wealth, mm. that my father owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, that everything I do prospers. When you begin to understand that you are a magnet for abundance, abundance begins within, never without. Far too many of us are looking for our abundance to be manifested on the outside when we're feeling broke, busted, and disgusted on the inside, and it's an impossibility. But when you begin to sit down and quiet your mind and realize that you are abundance seeking manifestation, that your Father in you is the manifestation of abundance, and that you are His child, that He seeks your abundance, then you will begin to prosper beyond your wildest dreams. And you stated it earlier, when you wake up in the morning, you must begin to seek and desire and to know that abundance is coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
When you set your place your feet on the floor, you must know that abundance is who you are, and you're just looking for the wonders of the day to manifest your abundance. And the key to that is, no matter if you find a penny on the street, or if you find a nickel, a dime, a dollar, give thanks, because what you're doing when you begin to express gratitude is that you're opening a door for more abundance. The problem is, we get a raise and we say, well, that wasn't the raise I hoped for. I thought that I would get more than 3%. You have to celebrate the 3% so that you can open the door for the tenfold, the hundredfold abundant blessing. But too many of us, because of our spirit of entitlement, we think that our wealth is going to come from the outside,
mm-hmm.
and we are failing to realize that wealth is always a byproduct of a manifestation from the inside.
So that's very powerful. And so, DiCarlo, if they would just say those five affirmations consistently, day after day, with faith and conviction, their lives will begin to change.
I say it this way, if they just give it 21 days,
mm-hmm.
when they begin to do this process for just 21 days, they're going to notice a shift in their consciousness. They're going to notice a shift in their being. And they're going to begin to notice that they're attracting to themselves like-minded people. And the funny thing is, they're going to also repel people who think contrary. Because sometimes when we're seeking to manifest abundance, we have to clean house. And sometimes in cleaning house, it means also that we may have to let some people go. And that's a hard thing for us, because we have these attachments. But unfortunately, many of these people are keeping us from our abundance because of their mindset. And often what happens is their mindset is more domineering than our mindset. So they talk us out of our abundance.
So true. Oh, this is so good. Well, if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with DiCarlo Eskridge, and we're talking about the Ultimate Success Mastery Course. Well, you touched on, DiCarlo, earlier about what we look at. So what role does visualization play in making lasting change?
Visualization is a very powerful tool, because everything that we talk about today would actually be of little use to you if you can't see it in your mind's eye. Now, I have friends that say, well, you know, DiCarlo, I can't visualize. Even if you can't visually see the picture, you know, you hear those people say that they don't dream.
Right.
The truth of the matter is, we all dream. The problem is, we just don't often remember the dreams that we've had. But for the person that believes that they cannot visualize, just begin thinking the thought of the thing that you want to be manifested in your life. So, but visualization is paramount. See, the problem is, I spoke of it a little bit earlier. I talked about willpower. Many of us are trying to will our abundance into existence. This is not what I'm asking you to do. What I'm asking you is to begin to experience it in your spiritual being. And then what you're going to discover is that that experience that you're experiencing in your heart will begin to manifest in your life. But you do that by getting quiet. And you begin to visualize that new car. Visualize that ideal relationship. Visualize that new job. Visualize that windfall of abundance and money coming into your life. Because, see, what happens is when you begin to visualize it in your spirit, God told Gideon when he was about ready to fight the Midians, he said, "Gideon, thy mighty man of valor." And Gideon began looking around trying to figure out who God was talking about because Gideon didn't see himself as a mighty man of valor. Many of the listeners out there, they're saying, "Nicole, I hear what you're saying, but that doesn't apply to me." Mm-hmm. And they're missing it because, see, it does apply to them. Anyone who's listening, living and breathing, it applies to you. When you begin to visualize and see yourself as God sees you, as a mighty man, a mighty woman of valor, a victorious person, when you begin to see your new car, when you begin to see that new relationship, when you begin to espouse and marry yourself to that ideal, the manifestation is certain. What we don't understand about visualization is that visualization is the way that God speaks to us. When he gives us a vision, that's his answer to us. Now, only thing that we're to do at that point is to live out what God has spoken to us in our heart. So many of us are struggling with finances, but the main reason why we're struggling with finances is because we can't see ourselves as a mogul. We can't see ourselves as a Russell Simmons or a P. Diddy or Oprah Winfrey. You know, we see ourselves as these broke, busted, and disgusted, operating out of lack, loss, and limitation. And because that's what we continue to visualize in our life, of course, that's what we're manifesting.
Right.
So when we get quiet and we begin to see in our mind's eye the person that we're really, who we really are, it's just a matter of time before that seed is germinated and fostered into a lifestyle. But we first have to get it in our spirit, and we can't wait on somebody to give it to us. The Wright brothers were scoffed at when they were talking about making this flying machine. You know, Columbus and even Galileo, when he said that the world was round, they were scoffed at. You know, Columbus was told if he went so far, he would fall off the edge of the earth. And with these people, we've discovered great discoveries. Edison was told that the light bulb would never work and just stick with candles. What we see is a pattern. God gives individuals, like a Bill Gates, a Warren Buffett, a vision for something greater than they can even ask, think, and or imagine. And God needs vehicles to manifest these things. But the vehicle can only be a vehicle or a vessel if that person, that individual, can begin to visualize something greater than he or she can ask, think, and or imagine. And that's where visualization comes in.
Wow, that's powerful. I love the way you explain that. And, you know, so that means that people need to really become still, take the time, and visualize and go inside. I always say it's an inside job, and that's nothing
Absolutely.
But the truth. So, DiCarlo, I also want you to expound on, speaking of going inside, the difference between have, do, and be, do, and have. I think so many people are doing, but not very much happening here. So how can people begin to shift those paradigms?
We've actually started to talk about it briefly. Most of us operate from a have-do-be mentality. And it's not our fault. It's just how we were raised.
Mm-hmm.
It's how the system operates. It's how the church operates. And it's basically the reverse role of manifestation. So many of us are not manifesting in our lives because we're operating out of a have-do-be mentality. And what that basically states is, if I have enough money, then I can do the right things, and I can do the things that make me happy, and in turn, I will be happy. So we're waiting on the things outside of us to bring about the happiness that we seek, or the abundance that we seek, or the manifestation of the car, the house, the home, whatever. We're looking for something outside of us to bring about the happiness that we seek on the inside. And you just stated it earlier. Happiness, everything that we do, it's an inside job. So we have to come from a state of being. First and foremost, we have to discover that happiness is who we are. Abundance is who we are. But wisdom is who we are. When we begin to operate from who we are, the byproduct will begin doing what needs to be done to manifest the having that we desire. We're always in a state of becoming. But the problem is, most of us are looking at something outside of us to bring about the becoming that we desire. And that's why the master teacher, Jesus, gave us the Beatitudes. Now, when you look at the Beatitudes from a humanistic standpoint, you say, there's no way in the world that I can live those things out. Jesus wasn't asking you to live them out. He said, be them. Be the thing that you desire. He says, blessed are those who mourn, you know, because they will be comforted. You know, blessed are those who seek the kingdom of God, because they shall find and discover it. When you begin to operate from a place of being, anything that you desire from that state will, in fact, be manifested by universal law. It can't help but otherwise be so.
That is so true. You know, DiCarlo, you know, it is, like I said, 45 days, 44 days, depending on where you live in the world. And so, you know, at the beginning of the year, so many people set intentions. But I think that most of those intentions start with on the outside of people. You know,
absolutely.
Okay, and so they set goals, but they have not spent the time to be. And so if you're not being, you really don't have the power or the momentum to really be consistent. So what DiCarlo is saying is very powerful. Be first, and then from that place of being, you'll get an abundance mentality, and then the spirit will say, go do this, write a proposal, and then you'll have it.
Absolutely. I mean, I've looked at so many biographies. I mean, probably thousands of biographies of, you know, famous people.
Mm-hmm.
And consistently, when they had whatever their vision was, they could not be deterred from that vision because they understood that that was, in fact, what it was that they were to manifest. So whether you're speaking of an Oprah Winfrey or Bill Gates, you know, no matter who, Serena and Williams sisters, you know,
mm-hmm.
no matter who you're talking about, they had within their being, they knew that that thing was going to be manifested. And when you know that you know that you know that what you're seeking to manifest is going to in fact be manifested, it's just a matter of time. A lot of times what we're waiting on is that reality, society, and everyone else catch up with us and our vision. But for those who don't have the vision, when you said beginning of the year, these you know, you get to the first of the year and you say, okay, these are the things that I want to accomplish this coming year. Most of us are just giving lip service to it. We don't believe in our being that that's something that we're going to be manifesting. It's something that we're hoping will happen. But you'll never manifest solely by hoping.
So
you have to know that the thing that you're seeking to manifest is seeking to be manifested through you. It's like many of us are seeking God, but you have to know that God is seeking you. And when you understand the thing that you're seeking is seeking you, and it's just a matter of the two of you connecting, as it were, it's just a matter of time before your manifestation.
Okay, DiCarlo, you mentioned God, and, you know, I have listeners of all faith. You know, you and I, you know, we believe in God. We're Christians, but a lot of people, I have a lot of Muslims, that, you know, people just who are searching, people who don't really want a label. Let's talk about God and the whole God, the factor of God in our lives when it comes to mastering success and change. What role does God play?
God is the ultimate source of all that we have, do, and be. Now, the thing is, most of us have given names to this entity called God. But God is so much bigger and larger than the names that we give him, whether it be Allah, Buddha, Jesus, Jehovah. God is so much bigger, but God, in his infinite wisdom, her infinite wisdom, God is spirit, so those who worship God is worship God in spirit and in truth. Now, what am I saying? God is what we're able to receive of him at the given moment. So someone, and it goes back to that analogy of the elephant, where someone touches the trunk and they say, oh, God's the trunk, or someone else touches him and says, God's the leg or God's the tail. We all have bits and pieces of who God is, but God is so much bigger than our bits and pieces. So the person that says, well, I don't believe in God, that hope in you, that desire in you, that ray that brings about that smile in your day, that's God being manifested. The thing that gives you the smile in the morning, that loved one that embraces you and you experience love, that's also God. God manifests himself, herself, in so many different ways, in the singing of a bird, in the rustling of leaves, in the cool of a day. And when we experience that joy of being in that present moment, we're experiencing God. But as human beings go, it's needful that we give God a name, that we identify who God is, because it's hard for us to experience just the presence of God and not give God a name, an attribute, a face to go along with this entity, this deity that we call God. But what we have to understand is that God is in each and every one of us. We make up collectively who God is. So when we're loving on our neighbor, when we're loving on the unlovable, we're actually experiencing and giving out that entity that we call God. God, I mean, we can't even put it into words.
So true.
That being is so large, but in its essence, we call it love.
You know, and I wanted you to share that because the spirit has to be factored in and acknowledged and embraced, you know, in order to accelerate success and mastery in our lives. And I just wanted that to be inclusive. And, you know, you so eloquently shared that, and thank you for that. And then lastly, I can't believe our time is gone, DiCarlo. What are four steps to getting what you want? And before you answer that, I think this is a powerful course that people can benefit from all over the world. And you see the information that this man is sharing. He's giving you specific tools to move you from point A to point Z. And he's going to share at the end of the show how you can really participate in taking this course. But it's really powerful, DiCarlo. I love the way you've put this course together.
Thank you.
So what are four steps to getting what you want? We want to hear that.
You can have whatever it is that you desire if you follow these four steps. And actually, I wanted to add a step to it, so we're going to make it five steps. But if you follow these five basic steps and you do it consistently, you're going to manifest the life that you desire. The problem is, Constance, is that it's going to sound so simple that most people say, well, if it's that simple, why isn't everybody doing it?
So
and I would
true.
Say, exactly, why isn't everybody doing it? But most of us don't want to put the work in.
And so, DiCarlo, are you saying, I just want to make sure before you get there, so are you saying that you're guaranteed, the universal law says that if you do these five things consistently, over time, you can manifest anything?
You can manifest anything that you've been. Now, I'm going to put a qualifier in there. If a person's 5'2", and they're looking at being a Michael Jordan, that's
right.
Probably not going to happen. But see, each one of us has been designed, geared. We have been genetically programmed for success. Now, when you begin to find out what God has created your success model to be, mm-hmm. it says raise up a child in the way that he or she should go, and when they are old, they will not depart. In short, raise up a child according to his or her genius And when they are older, they will experience the benefits of their genius. So what I'm saying is that if any individual is moving in his or her genius, and they want to manifest within that genius, they will, in fact, by universal law, be able to manifest the thing that God has equipped them to manifest in their life.
Okay, let's go. Five steps.
Five steps. Decide. Decide what it is that you want to manifest. Once you decide, begin to move forward in that decision. Believe. Think, believe, and manifest, as Constance Arnold
said.
That's
my show. Believe. Okay.
That's your show. You have to believe. See, the problem is many people are making New Year's resolutions, but they don't believe that the manifestation is going to take place. You have to begin seeing it. We talked about visualization. See what it is that you want to manifest. See yourself being the person that you someday desire to be and know that it's coming. Next, feel it. Get into your psyche and your feelings. Get into that place of knowing that you know that you know that you know that what you're seeking to manifest is seeking to be manifested in the world. And see, when you're seeing yourself, visualizing yourself doing that thing, feel how it would feel when you're manifesting that thing that you desire. See how the world will respond to you. See yourself doing the travels and things that you desire to do. And feel the excitement that you feel at that moment of experiencing that thing that you desire to manifest in the world. Lastly, begin to act as if. Even though you don't feel like it right now, begin to walk as though you're that millionaire. Begin to walk as though you're that happily married person. Begin to live as though you're the person that you're hoping to someday be, and it's certain to become your reality.
Wow, I love those five steps. So, DeCarla, let's break that down again to somebody who wants more money. So number one would be to decide. Should they decide, I want more money, I want an extra $1,000 a month? You know,
I'm glad that you said that. I'm glad that you put a qualifier in it, because, see, if the person says that they want money, I can guarantee that anybody that contacts me, I can guarantee them tomorrow that they'll have more money. Because I'll send them a penny wherever they're living in the world.
Okay.
So my whole point is you have to decide the amount of money that you want to manifest in your life. Jim Carrey had decided that he wanted to be an actor grossing at least $10 million a year before he ever manifested one of his checks. And, of course, we know that he's one of the wealthiest comedic actors out there today. Mm-hmm. So you decide, but you give it an amount. Because, see, without giving it an amount, how do you know if you have gotten there? Like I said, if you just want more money, I'll send you a dollar. If that's what you're seeking.
Great point, great point. So they would need to decide. That sounds so simple, but most people don't decide, do they, DeCarlo?
Never decide.
Okay. And then the second thing that they would need to do, if you're desiring more money, would be to
believe.
Okay, so believe means more money can come to me from unexpected places other than my job. Somehow God's going to get money to me.
It's not your responsibility to determine how that money is going to be manifested. You just have to believe that it's coming, because, see, we stifle the universe when we say that it has to come in this way here or this package, whether it be money, mates, new jobs, or whatever. When we say that it has to come looking like this, then we stifle the universe and we place limitations upon the universe. Your job is to believe that the money's coming and don't even worry about the sources. Let God, the universe, work that out.
Wow. And the third thing they would need to do is see.
You got to see it. And when I say see it, you begin to see in your mind's eye yourself being that person, that experiencing that money. See, the question is not the more money, but what are you going to do with the more money? So if the more money is for a new car, a new house, see yourself in driving that new car, living in that new house, being in that ideal relationship. See yourself doing what the money manifests, because, see, sometimes the money will not come as currency. It may come as somebody gifting you a trip. It may come as an unexpected encounter with a person that you haven't seen in years. So don't just basically determine how the universe is going to manifest it, but see it as something that's being manifested in your life and just be open to how the universe is going to bring it about.
Okay. And then the next thing they would need to do is feel it.
Feel it.
Okay.
You got to feel it.
How can you feel it, DiCarlo, when you may not have a lot of money? What would they do? Just
sometimes when you're operating out of a place of lack, loss, and limitation, the easiest way to come out of that place of lack, loss, and limitation and to begin to experience wisdom, wellness, and wealth is to have a spirit of gratitude. Mm-hmm. See, many of us are unthankful. We don't thank the universe for anything. We get it, and we find ourselves continuously being blessed, and we never acknowledge the universe and say thank you. Whatever source you are, whatever you worship, whatever you believe about God, we never say thank you. Sometimes in getting the feeling, having a feeling of thanksgiving, of gratitude, will usher in more abundance than you can ask, thank, and or imagine.
So true. You're a great coach, DiCarlo. And then the number five is they need to, are we on five yet? They need to.
We're on five.
Okay.
Act as if. And I'll say it this way for you who may not understand what I'm saying when I say act as if. Fake it until you make it. Even though you may not feel like you're there yet, begin to fake it. Begin to act like, begin to make believe. It's okay. Because, see, the subconscious mind can't tell the difference between a dream, a fantasy, an imagination, and reality. The problem is that we've been imagining broke, busted, and disgusted, mm-hmm. lack, loss, and limitation, and the subconscious mind says, oh, let me make more of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now what I'm asking you to do, act like you're wealthy. Act like you're happily married. Act as if. I've seen this work time and time again in my own life, and I know that it will work for the listeners. Fake it till you make it. Act as if, and it will, in fact, become a reality.
Man, everything that I have manifested in my life, you know, I used those steps. And, you know, you were jokingly talking about me going to the Ritz-Carlton 20 years ago when I didn't have, I think I had $10, DiCarlo, and I think the tea cost $20. I'm like, this little cup of tea is $20? I mean, okay, I know I'm drinking out of China, but my God. But I sat there and I said to myself, one day I will stay in the suites in this hotel. And I asked at the front desk, I said, could you show me one of the rooms? And they looked at me like, okay. So they took me upstairs. And in my mind, as they were showing me the room 20 years ago, I said, one day I would be able to stay in the most expensive suite, et cetera. And so that was my way of faking it until I made it. But I just began to feel it, et cetera. And that's just a prime example. You don't have to have money to go and see and to feel and to try on jewelry and to whatever it is you want to do. Wow, you're a great coach, DiCarlo. And so tell people about this wonderful Ultimate Success Mastery course. How can they contact you? What is your website? What is your contact information?
Certainly. They can actually contact me by going to DiCarloEskridge.com, and I'll spell that DeCarlo. Eskridge, Eskridge. Now, and of course, with the Ultimate Success Mastery Course, I'm going to be actually hosting it several ways, but the two main ways is I'm actually going to be doing live workshops here in Atlanta, Georgia, and the other way is I'm going to be doing webinars. So for those people who may be interested, because, of course, this is going to be a course that's going to be taking place with the new year, 2014, so it's important for those who are interested to begin to sign up now. And the way that they would sign up is go out to my website, DiCarlo Eskridge, and it's going to say, of course, contact me. And basically, it's just going to give you some information that they need to fill out. And for those parties that send me the information and let me know that they're interested in the workshop, what's going to happen is I will be contacting these individuals and making sure that they have the necessary tools so that we can move forward. But it's going to be an exciting time. There's going to be some life change in 2014, and I'm just so excited. You know, I was listening to you. I was about ready to have church up in there.
I know.
Talking about going to Ritz-Carlton and seeing it and believing it and manifesting, because I'm excited for the people out there that are looking at transforming their life. I know what's possible, and I'm just excited for those who will be joining me in this journey.
Well, I'm going to strongly encourage everybody to contact DiCarlo Eskridge. You can hear that he's a great coach. He would be great to just take you from point A to point Z, and I'm sure it's going to be on a first-come, first-served basis, so you really want to contact him and let him know of your interest. And guess what? This will be a great gift to yourself. Okay, you know, I love designer things, DiCarlo. You know me. I love designers. I love the finer things in life, but what better way to invest in yourself? Not a designer purse, not a designer dress, but invest in yourself by really taking this course and saying, man, I am going to on purpose learn how to master my life, my thinking, my being, my way of doing, and manifest success in my life.
And you stated something, Constance, what most people don't realize. The other things will follow. If there's that saying that says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and the other things will follow. Likewise, when you begin to better and perfect yourself, when you begin to master yourself, the designer purses, the cars, the houses, all those things become the byproduct.
Right. Because I don't seek any of those things. They come to me.
Amen.
Right. DiCarlo, you're a powerful man of God. Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. Did you know that you could download the Law of Attraction app on your iPhone, your iPad? I have it on mine, on your Android phone. And just, you know, click that app and you can listen to all of the wonderful hosts on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And guess what? We are going to be having a major Law of Attraction conference in 2014 in Palm Springs, California, and I am going to be there. I would love to meet you in person. So this has been an awesome, anointed, powerful show, and I forgot to tell you that I love you, God loves you, and remember this, the best is yet to come.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance will be back next week with another inspirational show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com or send Constance an email at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.